There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is a good one, guys. This is a good one. You know, I get emails all the time, but some of them I don't read to you because they're kind of boring. My cholesterol level is 254, and it went up from 250, 6 months ago. What do you suggest I do? I'm not going to make you guys go through that, okay, because I do that every day. You don't need to, deal with that. But this is interesting, okay? I think her last name is D, but I don't want to give her last name out. Dolly, my doctor gave me his cell phone number at my last visit. I'm single, and I think he gave me his number because he wants to date me. Whoa! Dude, this is some real good juicy scoop right here. Am I allowed to date my doctor? It was very nonchalant the way he did it, saying if my cough didn't improve, to call him directly. But he has never done that before, and I'm picking up signals. What do you think? He's gorgeous. See? I would love to see a picture of your doctor. This is a cool. I don't usually get emails this juicy. Okay. A lot of issues we got to talk about, okay? I don't give my cell phone number out. I have given my phone number out to so many men in my life that had to stop once I got married to my husband. And so when I give my number out to patients, I know they're not going to call me to hit on me. But, my time with my family is my time with my family. And so I don't get, I'm the type of person that would. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just call me. You don't have to go through the office. Just call me. But with the number of patients I see and with how things changed once I, became a radio personality, et cetera, I couldn't do it. Still, people have my number, People still send me selfies and they text and things like that. But, it's okay. But I stopped giving my number out. However, the first thing that I would think about is if a doctor gave out his cell phone number, it was not because he was hitting on you. Okay, it was because he wanted to, wanted to make sure that he got your message. And so if, rather than going through the answering service or if there's issues with the answering service, call him directly and then he'll call in a different medicine or, he'll tell you what to do based on your cough. So that would be my thing. So you could be reading into it. Also, keep in mind that doctors are not allowed to date their patients. I know where I live, from my state boards, I think the patient has to have not been a patient of yours for a long time. I forget if it's 2 years or 5 years. I don't know because, again, it's never really related to me, so I don't really need to look it up and have that memorized, where you got a stopwatch going, okay, one more day and then I get to call him. Okay, that just doesn't relate to me. So, like I said, I doubt that. Okay, but let's look at the other scenario, okay? What if you are hit on by your doctor or nurse? One of you had written me years ago saying you wanted to ask your doctor's nurse out, and I said that was a very bad thing. Stop that. A lot of people fall in love with the nurses. You see, me being a female doctor, I thought once I'd be a female doctor, everybody's like, I want to date you. No, men do not like women doctors. Men like nurses who are women, but women doctors, they think we're, something's wrong with us. They think we're, I don't know what it is, but we don't get the babes. I never got the babes. When I was in medical school, never got the babes. My, guy friends would wear shirts, going that they went to the school of medicine and they would get babes. I was wearing the same shirt and people were like, no, thank you. That means you got to check my prostate. So it's a real big turnoff for us women doctors. But what if your male doctor, is kind of giving you that sort of, a vibe. I think you should find a new doctor. I mean, if you're picking up that kind of vibe, how are you going to have the doctor-patient relationship that's the most conducive to your health? Okay? I don't think doctors should fall for their patients. I think that's a bad move. I have never fallen for any of my patients. Okay? Now, mind you, my standards are pretty skewed because, one, as I'm, you know, my husband, you guys have all seen my husband, you know, he's a burly, you know, but also I'm really into the whole Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen type of look. All right? So, you know, if you're not, you know, riding a horse through Rivendell, or if you're not Magneto, you're not my style. So for me, that's never been an issue. But, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking for a lot of us going to a doctor, and this has happened to me, where a doctor has been inappropriate. And you're, you know, very in a very vulnerable state and easy to be victimized because you're the patient. So, it, you know, even if it's something as simple as, oh, you know, I think he wants to go out with me, you need to sever the doctor-patient relationship immediately because you're going to a doctor or a medical provider for your health, okay? The main priority of that doctor should not be finances. I know we make jokes about copays all the time, et cetera, and I know many of you will not get past the front desk and to the doctor if the finances aren't there because, again, we have to be businesslike. But we doctors were trained that the top priority is you. It's not our, you know, urges. It's, and which is why, again, most state boards have laws and requirements that you don't date your patient. So if you're picking up on that, no. You find another doctor. All right. Maybe you do like him and maybe later you want to date, but you need to realize that he cannot, if he is going to violate his boards and all that, I mean, you know, if it's really meant to be, then you could wait until the statute of limitations is up, et cetera. But do not date a medical provider. One of you also asked about, you know, dating a doctor and can he prescribe you things? You're not supposed to be, your lover is not supposed to be prescribing you medications. That's an issue. Okay. So, I would say no. Get out of that as quickly as you can. But interesting nonetheless. All right. But, you know, he's gorgeous. That's funny. A lot of women, you know, and men, they, you know, they kind of like that. What is that? That Florence Nightingale? No, not that's Florence Henderson. The Brady Bunch mom thing. I don't know what it is. There's the nurse thing where you fall in love with your nurse and then you fall in love with the Brady Bunch mom. I don't know. Ask Greg Brady. All right. So we got a lot to talk about today. Norovirus is a virus that causes us to have a lot of vomiting, diarrhea, and we actually see this, you know, bring down cruise vacations easily. Can you get it from your dog? We're going to talk about that as well as many other medical issues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you ask me, can my pets make me sick? Now, I got cats and dogs, and they make me sick all the time. I am sick of picking up their pee-pee and their poo-poo and their throw-up and them nibbling on my toes at night when I'm trying to sleep and them bothering me when I'm in the bathroom trying to take a dump and they have to keep on sneaking their head in and getting into the room and then rubbing up against my legs while I'm just trying to sit there going potty. And, you know, I'm just sick of it, all right? You know, my animals bug me beyond bugging, but I love them. And, you know, after I yell at them, you know, we do lots of cuddlies and tickle tummy and rub ear and rub nose and kissy paw and all the other stuff they like, okay? But can they make us sick? Absolutely. right? I've got a bunch of different diseases that our animals can give us. But a new study has come out saying humans can get norovirus from their dogs. Now, norovirus is that nasty virus that usually will, you know, take a cruise and put a quick end to that vacation because there's a lot of vomiting and diarrhea, etc. And they say that dogs can mount an immune response to human norovirus, okay? But that means dogs may carry norovirus if they have the antibodies. And if we humans, okay, you know, aren't, you know, ready for something like that, we could get it from our dogs. They also say that human norovirus can bind to the cells of the canine gut, which is one of the first steps required for infection of cells, because remember, norovirus infects the gastrointestinal system. And I guess, you know, they go into the capsid, which is the part of the virus that binds to the host cells, etc. It's non-infectious because it lacks genetic material. But the non-infectious capsid will be the basis for the new norovirus vaccine. Do we need to vaccinate our animals so they don't give it to us? Well, most of us don't get norovirus from our animals. I believe we get it, you know, from other humans. But what if a bunch of the diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, etc. comes from that? You know, many of you guys that get nausea and vomiting and diarrhea and constipation and, you know, and bowel issues, I like to culture to see what, you know, you could have been exposed to, but many of you don't get those cultures done. It's expensive. A lot of times you get better. By the time you go to the doctor or the medical provider, you're like, look, I'm better. I don't need it. But norovirus is extremely contagious. Right now, we think it infects 19 million to 21 million Americans annually, which is 6% of the U.S. population. And we have 800 deaths a year, 71,000 hospitalizations from this. So this is interesting. So as a dog owner, all right, I would recommend you make sure you use precautions. Don't be letting them kiss your mouth. Like, my dog loves to do kissy face. You know, and he loves to lick, and, you know, my husband will kiss the dog and then kiss me. I'm like, no, gross. Get out of here, please. Ooh. Don't you hate that? Ooh. All right, so let's take a look at certain diseases. Some people are like, wait, gosh, that sounds so good. I know, I'm in my new studio. Can you hear? I'm in my new studio. Me. Oh, man, no echo. Sounds so good. I love it. All right, according to PawNation.com, there are 14 diseases at least you can catch from your pet. All right, one is cat scratch disease or cat scratch fever. It's a bacterial disease that you get from a cat bite or scratch. Now, my cats bite and scratch me all the time because they like to do play, you know, and they got their nails and they got their big teeth. And when I do rub tummy, they want the rub tummy. I don't go up to them and bob. They want the rub tummy. And then they sit there and then they bite and scratch and they just lie there more for more rub tummy. So I'm bleeding by the time we're done playing. They're having a good old time. But these diseases, unfortunately, can cause lymph nodes that swell around the head, neck, upper limbs, etc. You get fever, headache, fatigue, loss of appetite. And 40% of cats carry B. hensilae, which is the virus that causes cat scratch disease. And they say kittens are more likely to be infected and pass along the disease. Okay? Lyme disease. Lyme disease comes from ticks, the Borrelia burgdorferi. It's transmitted by ticks. So if your pet has ticks, then that could be transmitted to you. You can't usually see the ticks are really small, but within a couple of weeks of you becoming infected, you get this kind of bullseye rash on your body where you were bit, fever, headache, muscle, joint pain. Unfortunately, Lyme disease can be with you for life. So that's some serious stuff. Leptospirosis. Leptospirosis is a disease that you get through the urine of infected animals, and it could live in water, soil for months. The animals will have no sign of the disease, but if you get infected by the urine, okay, by the water or soil, it gets into your body. It could cause kidney damage, meningitis, liver failure, respiratory diseases, even death. So they say don't touch water that could have the animal pee-pee in it, okay? Problem is my animals, they pee-pee all over the place. I really don't understand them, so I don't know how that would work. But, like, for example, let's say you, have a bowl of cereal that you leave on the floor and the cat decides to, I don't know. I really don't know how that would work, but just try to avoid that. By the way, whenever you go to the hospital, if you're ever having abnormal symptoms or the medical provider, let them know that you have a pet. I think that's really important, okay? A lot of us, we don't talk about our pets. See, me, I have them. I have, like, you know, pictures. I have necklaces on them. They're all over. I have more pictures of my pets than I do my family, which is sad. It really is. I mean, I love my kids, but my kids won't let me take a picture of them. Oh, Mom, gosh, I don't want to be the camera. Mom, please, no. Oh, gosh, Mom, don't post that on Instagram. But my cats, they don't care, except Shaky Boo, because Shaky Boo has a Facebook page himself. Next, hookworms. Hookworms are these blood-sucking parasites that can invade the small intestines of your animals. And they can also infect humans, cause some major skin infections, intestinal bleeding, abdominal pain, etc. Now, little puppies and kitties are the most likely to have these hookworm infections. They can pass the hookworm eggs or larvae in their stools. Humans who have any contact with the contaminated dirt, all right, need to make sure they're screened for the hookworm infection. Worms is not fun. So something that should also be thought about if you don't seem to get better or have some real, real bad inflammatory issue with your bowels. Again, when you get ova and parasites done on your stool cultures, that will usually pick up the worms as well. Psittacosis, this is the P-S-I-T-T-A-C-O-S-I-S. I've never been able to pronounce this one. But pet birds like your parrots and your parakeets and your macaws and your cockatiels are usually involved with this transmission of psittacosis to humans. Now, psittacosis can be transmitted to humans by inhaling dried secretions from infected birds. I remember my birds, when I grew up, had, you know, their potty all over the place. And if you breathe that stuff in, you could get fever, chills, headache, muscle aches, dry cough, etc. Bird handlers are a risk for this, so you want to feed your birds properly. You want to avoid overcrowding. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation systems so you don't breathe that in. And you got to clean the cage daily. Salmonella. Salmonella can live on your animals. Salmonella causes diarrhea, fever, stomach pain, and animals can carry the salmonella, pass it through their feces, contaminate fur, feathers, scales. That's another thing. When my cats take a poop or the dog, you know, you got to make sure they're very, like, well-groomed back there, because otherwise they just sit, like, on your desk, right, or sit on the kitchen table, and they get their tissue with all that stuff all over it. Lymphocytic chorioamnionitis virus. This is a viral disease carried by your guinea pigs, your hamsters, and your mice. Very popular household pets. It really blows my mind. I don't understand why you would have a mouse as a household pet, but I guess some of you guys do. Unfortunately, it'll make you feel like you have the flu. This lymphocytic chorioamnionitis virus, the LCMV, causes stiff neck, loss of appetite, muscle aches, headache, nausea, vomiting. Virus transmission can occur from exposure to rodent urine and droppings. Wasn't it a hantavirus that I think people got infected? I have to remember, somebody, touched rodent droppings, and it was an outbreak that happened at one of the parks where people would camp. Very, very serious stuff. Keep your rodent cages clean and avoid kissing the rodents. Toxoplasmosis. Okay, most people infected with this do not get sick, but some will get swollen glands, muscle aches. Toxoplasmosis can be passed to humans from contaminated cat poo-poo. So that's why we always tell pregnant women to not clean the potty box, because the kitty potty box could have toxoplasmosis. Humans could get this disease cleaning it or touching dirt where cats have been. So make sure you wash your hands thoroughly. I know, gosh. Brucellosis is a bacterial disease associated with farm animals and dogs. The bacteria can spread to humans if they come in contact with these infected animals. Another virus-type thing with fever, sweat, loss of appetite, headache, myalgia, etc. And if you get this, you need to be treated immediately. Giardiasis, a parasitic disease, Giardia. It can survive outside the body for a long period of time, so then you get in contaminated water. So puppies and kittens could have Giardia, diarrhea, gas, stomach cramps, dehydration, etc. Scabies. Scabies, we see this a lot in jails and people in close quarters, but scabies is a skin disease. Causes itching, etc. Your pets could bring that in. Rabies, many of us know about rabies. Rabies causes fever, headache, confusion, neurotoxic, cryptosporosis, and tapeworm. Whew! That's what your animals could do to us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 33 minutes past the hour. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so here's another study showing how cannabis can help cancer patients, because they found that cannabis can kill cancer cells and shrink brain tumors. This is groundbreaking stuff. All right, and again, we don't have enough studies on marijuana because it hasn't been legalized. So now that it's becoming less taboo, we're able to look at it a little bit more. Well, the National Institute on Drug Abuse admits that cannabis has medicinal benefits. All right, they say it could help kill cancer cells and shrink others because of the cannabinoids, which are the chemicals in marijuana. Now, we know that the cannabinoids are already currently being used to treat MS patients in both the United States and Europe. All right, but what about brain tumors? They said recent animal studies have shown that marijuana extracts may help kill certain cancer cells and reduce the size of others. They say evidence from one animal study suggests that extracts from the whole plant marijuana can slow the growth of cancer cells from one of the most serious types of brain tumors. Research in mice showed that these extracts, when used with radiation, increase the cancer-killing effects of the radiation. So, here's the thing. So right now, the FDA has approved two medications that contain cannabinoid chemicals. All right. But that's it. Okay. I guess they have, THC and CBD. Okay. So the THC is kind of the psychedelic component, of marijuana. It increases appetite, reduces nausea, may decrease pain, inflammation, muscle control problems, etc. CBD is a cannabinoid that does not affect the mind or behavior, as opposed to THC. So remember I said the marijuana, usually we look at two parts to it, the medicinal component and then the psychedelic component. However, people are arguing that the psychedelic component can help with pain, inflammation, etc., so to not poo-poo it or take that out. So, apparently in the UK, THC is the active ingredient in the prescribed drug Sativex, and it is used to treat muscle spasms in MS. Now, they're thinking the THC could also help with seizures, but again, they have to study that. Right now, there's just some anecdotal evidence on that. So, right now, they're doing trials, and they're in preclinical studies to look at what it could do for AIDS, HIV, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, inflammation, seizures, pain, substance use disorders, and mental disorders. They say the new advice from the National Institute on Drug Abuse comes as a group of senators put pressure on our government to recognize the medicinal value of the drug. I mean, okay, you know, here's the thing, okay? We still need to be careful about calling marijuana the panacea to all our medical issues, all right? There are many plants out there that have medicinal properties, no duh. And the cannabis is no different. I'm sure cannabis does have a lot of medicinal properties. I can tell you, many of my patients that smoke marijuana, they don't seem to require pain medicines, anxiety medications, sleeping medications. I do have a lot of respiratory issues because a lot of them are smokers. We do have depression in a lot of my marijuana smokers. We do have some obesity, although I'm not seeing diabetes like we would expect, because we're thinking now that marijuana could be increasing insulin sensitivity. But, I know a lot of people are looking forward to saying, okay, look, I'm going to smoke pot instead of taking my medicines. We don't have to go to the doctor. We don't have to. We're not there yet. Okay? I mean, it's good, but it's not that good. 23 states in the U.S. currently have laws legalizing the use of marijuana in some form. 4 states, Colorado, Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, have legalized drugs for both medicinal and recreational use. Now, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Montana, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Hawaii, and Maine have laws allowing people to use a drug for medicinal purposes. So where I worry as a doctor is, all right, the same thing with pharmaceuticals. Okay, so we have Lipitor, or we have Viagra, or we have the Z-Pak. So I know that this has been trialed. I know this has been FDA approved. I know what you're getting with these brand names. I feel comfortable, and I feel like we got the government seal of approval on some of these pharmaceuticals that have been FDA approved. The difference we have with marijuana is, okay, are you getting the real stuff? You know, where'd you get that marijuana from? Okay, marijuana's legal. That's great. All right? And you're using it, for your high blood pressure. But do you have the good stuff? All right? Are you smoking crap? Is there some fake stuff to it? You know, I mean, you know, it looks like dried up plant, but is it really cannabis? So, of course, a lot of you can tell by, you know, smoking and the smell, et cetera. But, now, how am I supposed to be incorporating this into a patient's medical regimen without there being any consistency with it. So, if people are finding that marijuana is also more expensive now that it's getting taxed to the gill, and once the government gets involved, vendors, suppliers, etc. have to pay more taxes, consumers even are going to be paying taxes on this, then a lot of you may go for the cheaper stuff that is going to be black market type. And I want to know what you're getting into. Okay, I want to know how much you're smoking. I want to know, unfortunately put at risk because now you're being impaired. Okay, are you driving to work? Is it in your system such that you're the next day still not going to have the same reflexes that I'm expecting you to be not on marijuana? So it's not that easy. You know, we used to use alcohol for a lot of medicinal purposes, and they took that away because they just couldn't quantitate. It just didn't work. I mean, it worked in terms of some people with medicinal issues, preterm labor, pain, sleep, etc. But doctors can never say, no, just go and drink. We are going back and forth with the drinking to help lower your cholesterol, and finding alcohol may be good for the heart. And in Europe, apparently alcohol may be, allowing these people to live till 100. But again, there's no way to be consistent with it. Okay? Some of you guys are drinking big, huge goblets of wine. Some of you guys are downing 4 or 5 shots in a drink that we think is going to only have one shot. So until there's consistency, we can't, say for sure. However, the idea that if you look at the plant and you see that it could kill cancer cells, all right, that is something that I encourage that we continue to research. I mean, I am definitely for legalization of marijuana if it allows us to research it and it allows us to incorporate it properly. I'm not for it if it's just going to be an excuse for people to, get high and then drive to school and unfortunately kill people on the way driving to school. So there's got to be a happy medium with this. But I've been very disappointed that we don't have enough studies, which is why I don't think doctors can say there's no medical benefit to it because we have no idea it's been illegal all this time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. All right, so a lot of us buy shoes, right? And we look at running shoes, and we kind of, question what's a good shoe, etc. All right? Running is a straight line motion, relatively constant, over flat surfaces, it's high impact, very repetitive, about, maybe 1,000 to 1,500 steps per mile. So a lot of the shoes, a lot of times are very, very cushioned, but according to Fox News, they lack a lot of lateral stability. I used to run a lot, and the big injury I had was my foot twisting. That'd be very, very cushioned, and there was a lot of cushioning midsole that was thicker. But we need lateral stability because there's a lot of side-to-side movements. So I would suggest when you do look at shoes, make sure you realize that you're finding a shoe depending, number one, what your workout floor is. You know, some of you guys were on a hard floor in, spin class and in gym, etc. And a laminated floor is much different than outside and asphalt, etc. So it's different shoes, and don't be using the same shoe for both. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a judge, we have some breaking news here. The judge has sentenced Jody Arias to life in prison without the possibility of release. This was a 7-year-old case that has obviously attracted worldwide attention. And the jury had been deadlocked last month on whether to give Arias the death penalty or life in prison. But this decision was made by Judge Sherry Stevens. Apparently, there was a mistrial that removed the death penalty as an option. So the only decision left was whether the judge would allow Arias, who is now 34 years old, to be eligible for release after 25 years. She declined to do that. So Arias will spend the rest of her life in prison. Apparently, she was convicted of killing her off-again boyfriend Travis Alexander back in 2008. And what prosecutors said was retaliation for his desire to break off the relationship. Arias shot Alexander and stabbed him nearly 30 times in his suburban Phoenix home before fleeing and driving to Utah to meet up with another romantic interest. She was later arrested weeks later and then initially denied any involvement. Then she had given some television interviews, which were a little shocking to me how she would be on TV before, you know, the case went through. But I guess she wanted to, you know, appeal to people, and she told this story of there being mass intruders breaking into the home and killing Alexander, and she was cowered in fear, and then she changed her story and said it was self-defense, etc. So hopefully this finally puts that to rest, and life in prison for Jody Arias. Australia may deny government child care benefits to families who don't vaccinate. All right? Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has decided to deny government benefits to Australian parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. In the past, families that haven't immunized their kids based on philosophical or religious objection to vaccinations could receive child care money. But now, Australian Prime Minister Abbott plans to tighten the rules beginning January 1, 2016. He says the conscientious objection will be removed as an exemption for child care payments and the country's end-of-year supplement. Existing exemptions on religious and medical grounds will still continue to be allowed, but only if an individual is affiliated with a group that has a formally registered objection approved by the government. The choice made by families not to immunize their children is not supported by public policy or medical research, nor should such action be supported by taxpayers in the form of child care payments. Now, Australia currently checks the vaccination status of children who are 1, 2, and 5 years old. According to the news release, it is estimated that more than 39,000 Australian children younger than 7 are not vaccinated. This is going to be a toughie, and I don't know if this would fly in America. All right, because, I mean, with the way we give, are monitoring Obamacare and monitoring things, our government doesn't seem to be that good at monitoring, you know, who is doing what. So, when we've talked about, you know, out of work payments and unemployment and things like that, you know, are people really actively looking for jobs? I mean, how is the government screening for all this? So I don't know if this is a task our government could take on, but is this something we even want to do? You know, we're not talking about people filing for citizenship or people learning another language. We're talking about parents deciding to allow a medical provider to inject something that has a very, very, very low rate of side effects, but still is not 100% infallible, not 100% safe. They're very, very safe, but not 100%. You know, how do you get a parent that, I mean, look, they have 39,000, okay, in Australia. How do you convince a parent who has a very healthy child to hand over their healthy child to the hands of a stranger and let them inject something into the baby? Now, I'm for the vaccine. I've always been for vaccines. My kids are vaccinated. I recommend and urge vaccinations for all my patients. But as a mom, I understand the fear that you have when you bring somebody healthy into the doctor to have them inject 4 or 5 different shots into them. It is a very, very scary time for a lot of parents. Now, they do it because we're also scared of the diseases that we're protecting these kids from. But, I don't know what the answer is. Okay? I can't tell you how many times I've heard from parents that the vaccine caused their child to have an autism-like disease, even though I have no problem agreeing with the science that vaccines do not cause autism. We have autism in our extended family. It's a gene. I'm telling you that right now. It's a gene. It wasn't vaccines. But when you have parents that swear to me that their child was communicative prior to the vaccine, then I have to agree with them that the child got some sort of a reaction after the vaccine. I can't say it's autism or whatever. When they have videos of the child healthy here, then getting the shot, and then not being communicative after that, something happened. Now, it's rare, very rare. The Gardasil has shown, you know, rare side effects. It's, you know, there were a few people who died from the flu shot in Israel years ago. We thought it was from a bad batch. Things can happen. And I don't know how we can convince parents to vaccinate when we don't show 100% safety. Again, you know, a lot of people think these parents that don't vaccinate are crazy and all that. And like I said, I'm for vaccine, but I get their apprehension. And so what do we do? Okay. You know, we want to eradicate polio worldwide. Okay. We do not want smallpox coming back. We don't want, measles outbreaks again. Okay. That's scary stuff. But to tell a mom or a dad to bring their 2-month-old infant in to get 5 injections is extremely stress-invoking. And so, I don't know if our government would be able to do that. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't. Okay? And there's been a lot of rumors that this measles outbreak was not American-induced. It was induced by immigrants. That came, and then those of us who were not vaccinated enough, we were vaccinated. A lot of the people infected were vaccinated, but not vaccinated enough, which is why now we're thinking about boosters, etc. We aren't getting the full story, so we don't know what the hell happened with the measles outbreak. But is that measles outbreak enough to force a parent to hand over the child to get vaccinated? Okay, even though, yeah, the parent's in the room. Okay, you know, I mean, we have a lot of civil rights, civil liberties that are going to be contested. This could get pretty ugly, and I'm not sure if the ACLU is on the side of making sure these kids get vaccinated or on the side of allowing parents to choose. And again, what also makes it sticky are the kids getting the choice. You got a 2-month-old, right? The 2-month-old may not want the disease and may want to get vaccinated. I mean, we don't know what the 2-month-old wants. So it's a very, very tricky, very, very difficult decision. And, when I have a parent that doesn't want to vaccinate their child, first I find out what their fear is, okay? Where are they getting their information? Because if they're getting bad information, I want to rectify that, all right? But if they are hearing the same anecdotal things that I'm hearing, you know, I validate the fact that I understand why they're fearful. But I also want to give them the education on these vaccines. And many times, a lot of the parents don't have a problem with all the vaccines, but they have a problem with all the vaccines given all at once, and they'd like to spread it out. Well, I know my local health department has the means to work with these parents where they could do a catch-up type of process. So it's all about education and communication. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You gotta hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.